So it's basically two tracks, okay? So at the same time. So the Social Security Commissioner, the guy that Trump nominated, his name is Bisignano, and his confirmation vote is tomorrow. And he is the CEO of a payment processing company, a monopolist, right? And so, like, part of it is you kneecap the mailman, complain the mail is late, and then you got your cousin in private mail delivery. That's just straight up what's going to go on, right? Like, oh, hey, somehow things aren't working. Hey, I got this payment processing service. Why don't you just pay me a big fee and I'll make sure that some of the checks are going out. So privatizing in that way, which I think what you can think of is sort of the way that they took traditional Medicare and they privatized it with Medicare Advantage, allowing United Healthcare in there. And, you know, so it costs way more and it's worse. It has delays and denials. So that's going to happen, right? As pieces are destroyed, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, here, check out my bro's work over here. You should pay him. But the big, big goal, the big game that they're hunting here is they create a crisis that's big enough that then they go on TV and they're like, we don't know what happened. Somehow everything just collapsed and we don't even know. Definitely wasn't us. It's probably Biden's fault, right? Like, you can picture the Fox News interviews on it. And then they're going to say, so we need emergency authority to pass legislation in the Senate that only needs 51 votes, a simple majority, not the 60 votes that Social Security needs right now. And this isn't like, this is what they're doing. There are bills. Jody Arrington, the House budget chair, he has a bill. And generally we group these into the threat of the commission. So what they'll do is create a commission that is above Congress. So there are rules that say Social Security benefits can't be touched through budget reconciliation in the Senate, which means you can't, you need 60, not 51. But you can pass with 51 votes. You can pass a bill that says, hey, we're going to create a commission that allows fast track up or down vote. So no amendments by simple majority. That's the big game that they're hunting. And then when you get that, then they can do whatever they want, right? So then they'll like, oh, let's raise the retirement age. You can Google Republican Study Committee Social Security and you'll find their actual plans. Raise the retirement age to 69 or 70. And if you remember what I said before, each year that you go, that you move it is 7%, right? So if you raise the retirement age by 3 years, that's a 21% benefit cut. And that's the goal. That's the big game. But let me circle all the way around to this, Courtney. Why, right? Sociopathy, greed, obviously. I always say it's because they have a black hole where their soul should be and they're just trying to funnel money in it to fill that emptiness, that void. Because they're jealous when they see us having the ability to have authentic connections with other human beings. But that's a philosophical question. It's also just pure greed. So most people still don't know that you only pay into Social Security on the first $176,000 of income. After $176,000, you don't pay a nickel into Social Security. So what does that mean? For the vast majority of Americans, we pay in on all of our income. We pay in all year long, the vast majority of Americans. But the richer you are, the less you pay as a percentage into Social Security. So a billionaire like Elon Musk, he's done paying in on January 1st at, you know, the first 1 second in. And all we're saying and what we've been working on for years, for over a decade now, 15 years, is and making steady progress, is all we have to do is just get billionaires and the ultra wealthy to pay the same rate as the rest of us on all of their income. And then we can expand Social Security for everyone and maintain solvency into the next century. And that's the obvious solution. The obvious solution is to just have billionaires pay the same rate as the rest of us. That's why they want to destroy Social Security. That's why they want that emergency legislation, legislative authority, is so that they can not pay the same rate as the rest of us and instead actually cut into the program enormously and then give themselves huge tax handouts. That's the end game. So two paths: ongoing privatization of services, and then creating a crisis. You know, they create the problem and then they rush in and are like, we're here to solve the problem that we created. We just need this special authority to do so. And then when they do that, it's to prevent them from paying the same rate as the rest of us. And in fact, to give themselves an enormous tax handout. So we're at socialsecurityworks.org. You can find us on all of the socials, at Social Security Works. So we like Blue Sky, Facebook, we're on. We're on X as well. But also right now, I would invite people to go to handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Right now, it's focused on this build towards the April 5th protests, but there'll be a lot more there as well. So handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Find us on social media, Social Security Works, and our website, socialsecurityworks.org.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.